shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are going to talk about some controversial topics. Hopefully, maybe open your eyes to some different viewpoints on certain topics, or just make you say, no thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think that way. And that's okay, because it's your thought process.
Mm-hmm. We thought it'd be fun to kind of just talk about things that are so highly debated about mm-hmm. all the time. And I just said, I'm like, we probably agree on most of these things.
Yeah.
But it'll be funny to just kind of see where we stand.
Yeah. She sent me this idea and I was like, oh.
She's like, I'm very opinionated about these things. And I'm like, that's what it's supposed
to be. That's the point. Mm-hmm. All right.
So here we go.
So you have a list of like.
I have a list of like 6 or 7 things.
Okay. But,
I mean, I think we're going to fall in line with most of them, but like. Everyone's seen this recently, the abortion
mm-hmm.
changes that have been happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to fucking say it. Women's body, woman's choice, period.
Yeah.
For the end of time.
And the thing that infuriates me among the entire situation beyond that is that majority of the folks that are making the decisions and signing the papers.
Are they men?
They're men.
Mm-hmm. Who will never have to deal with any of the shit that we deal with it.
No. And then people are going so far to say like, oh, an embryo is a child. And then have you seen some of the videos where women with vials are being like, gotta take my kid to the grocery store for grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something else where it was like, yeah, child support starts at pregnant. Okay, so then. I hate to say it, but a lot of times, sometimes pregnancies don't last the full 9 months,
exactly.
Right?
So you're going to pay
me. So you're going to pay me for 4 months and then I have to deliver a baby who does not have life in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then do I have to get that money back? Like,
it's just so
people are fucking stupid.
It's insane. It boggles my mind how we're in 2024 and
yes.
we're backtracking. We're making less progress.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing about it is like, I'm thinking like, oh, we're making progress, backtracking hundreds of years. No.
Mm-hmm.
Women didn't even have the right to have their own bank account until the mid 1900s, which is bananas.
Insane.
Insane.
So much.
It just makes me sad having a daughter. I'm like.
That's scary.
I would never. I'm very much like, I grew up around here. I would stay here. But if things really did take a turn, like. Mm-hmm. Getting her passport and we'll go somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Up in, I would do that.
That's 100%. And I feel like with abortion, anyone who has any like negative viewpoints on it are idiots.
And they also probably have never had to deal with it themselves.
Exactly. And that's how I feel. I'm like, number one, like if you had a situation where you know someone who may have had one and you have viewpoints on that, you cannot judge every single person.
No. And you're entitled to your viewpoint.
Exactly.
But it's not your job to push that viewpoint into legislation.
Yes.
And then make that a blanket statement for everybody.
Bullshit. Like women are carrying babies that aren't going to make it. And they're like, you might die.
They got impregnated by somebody out of force.
Yep.
Or somebody they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now that child's gonna be a reminder for them for the rest of their lives.
There's just so many factors, and it's not anyone's place to put parameters and legislation on it. And I think it's insane. And it hurts my heart for anyone who has to deal with that.
Or people who, like, there's so many laws and, like mismatch, I guess, well, I'll reverse. The thing that pisses me off the most is that a lot of it's religion based
mm-hmm.
and religion isn't even a proven thing.
Uh-huh.
It's not science, but you're using this ideology of this man that nobody that is alive now fucking knew. And we don't even know if he ever existed,
mm-hmm.
but he would have wanted it this way. Did you ask him?
Yeah. Did you ask him?
And if you say that you prayed to him, okay, but. Yeah. That's your personal thing. If you're hearing voices in your head after you pray to somebody,
that's you.
You need to go to a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't with that. It's ridiculous.
And if you pray to him and he said, yeah, everyone should be told to have their rapist baby, then guess what? That's not anyone I want to talk to.
No, that's probably not a religion I
want to
follow.
Me either.
Like, it's just, it's beyond.
All right. It's beyond. Time's up on that one. We did good. That was our good intro one.
Honestly.
I know we could talk probably seven forever, episodes on that.
But I don't even think I need to work out today because my heart rate is so high right now.
So, you know how we feel about that one. Oh my God. The next one we'll talk about is animal testing.
Okay.
So, obviously, listen, we don't do our research. We are literally just going off of what we know and how we feel. So let's just put that out there.
We didn't do a 5-page essay.
No. I'm not online looking up laws or whatever. Just mm-hmm. So this is basically just two people who, from what they know, are going off of that.
Hence a podcast.
And I'll say with animal testing, I've always been like, why? Like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But in thinking of how this would come up today, I'm like, okay, but, and I don't like it. I just need to put that out there.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong because I love animals. But I'm also a meat eater. So there's another, you know what I mean?
There's levels to it. It's fine.
But with animal testing, when you think about it, they do a lot of like medicines on them.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we're going to test them on inmates who right. are in there forever, incarcerated forever.
Yeah.
How else are we testing these medicines? Which, like I said, I don't agree. I want there to be another way.
Yeah.
But, like, how are we testing medicine on to see how they react?
Yeah.
If not on animals. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, animal testing, if I'm being really honest, is not something that crosses my brain not even once a month.
See, I look at the makeup.
Well,
that I buy, so, and make sure it's cruelty free.
Well, so I do like that. Like, I like when there's like a little bunny on there. It's like cruelty free. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be a deciding factor for me. But when I do look at most of my makeup, I think a lot of brands are going, and skincare are going mm-hmm. towards cruelty free.
Which I'm like, test your makeup and skincare on people who will let you pay them money to do it.
Yeah, like a yeah, like, I mean, hopefully there's not like acid in there where it's gonna burn their skin.
But also,
you know what I mean?
Do that to an animal.
Exactly. Yeah, the medicine part is interesting.
That's what I
think. Is that like vaccines or just like
I think they do all
depression
types of
anti-anxiety.
I'm pretty sure that they do all types of that.
And what kind of animals? Which I know that's fucked up, but there's also
they do mice.
Okay.
I mean, I feel less inclined to feel sad for mice. I know that sounds bad.
No, me too. I mean,
like every living thing has feelings. I try to think of it that way. So I don't want them to, but I'd feel more sad for a beagle. They do a lot of testing on beagles.
Beagles?
For some reason. Dogs. I don't know what it is, but they're like a big one. Like monkeys.
Monkeys. Yeah. Monkeys make me sad. I mean, monkeys make me happy, but having them get tested on makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I love monkeys.
Like, it is sad.
Mm-hmm.
So animal testing, I think in some ways it's needed for like medicinal purposes. I don't like it.
Right.
I would totally rather be like, hey, this guy is incarcerated for the rest of his life for being a pedo. Let's jab him with some medicine.
Sure.
Like, that seems to make a lot of sense to
me. I mean, if I'm being honest, even if you're not in there for life for being a pedo, I think you should still get tested.
Yep.
Like
anyone who did like really bad things.
Yeah. Anybody. Yeah.
Which brings us to our next one.
What?
Like death penalty and stuff.
Hmm.
Which, hey, I'm for it. Fucking burn.
Really?
Oh, bye. Why are we going to keep you alive forever when you took someone's life?
Oh.
Why? What is the purpose?
So, okay. So what gets the death penalty? If you kill somebody?
I think it depends on states.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Yep.
Yeah.
But I think it's like if it was premeditated is a big one.
Mm.
Like if it's a crime of passion, usually not. So if it's premeditated, I think if it's like I think there's certain things with like children involved.
Right.
Stuff like that. And it depends on the state. But for me, I'm like, if there is no, if it's definitive, there's proof.
Yeah.
Proof.
Yeah, right.
Like
you did this. Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, I did it. Because there's a lot of people gross like
that
who are
up.
Like, hell yeah, I did it. Or if you're a pedo and you did like sex trafficking or anything like that, let's kill him and watch it. I'm sorry, but these people need to be stopped. Do you see other countries though are kind of like way advanced in that to where like they'll put someone out in the middle of a crowd? So guess what? They don't do it as often.
Yeah.
And we're just here being like, hey, we're going to give you three meals a day.
Yeah.
You get to sit in your little container and you're just going to live forever.
Well, so I dated a guy who was a correctional officer, mm-hmm. is a correctional officer. And he said that they have people that, you know, will do their time for, you know, whatever crime, they'll get out and they'll be back in like a couple weeks, mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, I have a shelter, a place to shower, three meals.
Exactly. Some people aren't that bad.
Right.
So I'm like,
but
okay.
That's like petty shit. But it's when it comes to like serious things. I don't think I'm as extreme as you are, as like a town like deheading or anything like that.
I'm like beheading. Put nails under their fingertips.
Yeah, like I don't know. I think maybe just, you know, give them a little shot, lay them on a gurney.
Let them go.
Mm-hmm. Like you know how they put like dogs down?
Yeah.
Why can't we just put humans down?
I think that's what they do, but sometimes I feel like it needs to be a little bit more.
You're like, hey, we need to teach everybody else a lesson.
For the really bad people, I cannot get past people like doing bad things to like children.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That really doesn't fucking sit with me, especially since becoming a mom. Like, even who was that YouTuber who was just sentenced?
A YouTuber
who was just sentenced to 30 years in jail for malnourishing her kids, keeping them
in
cages.
Oh, yeah.
Kill her. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There is no reason to have her around.
Yeah. And like, there's her friend or whatever.
I'm going, people are really getting to know me now, but I just have a thing when people hurt children, like innocent kids.
Because they don't know any better.
You're supposed to protect.
Yeah.
And if you're an adult and they're not your kids or something, and you're doing something to kids, you're a bad, bad fucking person.
Yeah.
And you need to die. Mm-hmm. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone ever touches my kids, I will kill you.
Oh. That's what, there was this thing going around, I think it was on Instagram or something. It was like, would you kill for your kid? And so many people were like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Fucking, yeah, I would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm going to test
you,
all
you
the ways.
You wrong my kid? I'll make orange work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Cheers to that. Seriously. The fact that people could even question if they would.
That's bananas to me. I would say it right into a cop's face, into a judge's face. If they asked me that, I would absolutely say that.
100%.
There's just no way.
Mm-mm. I just don't understand how someone could question that.
No.
Like, you have, but that's the thing about, those are the people who aren't sticking up for the kids.
Well, that's the whole thing with like the Nickelodeon stuff now. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We have Nickelodeon, we have P. Diddy, we have R. Kelly, we have like, what are we doing?
I know, I can't. There's so much.
It's just like
there.
It's like a power trip, and it's just beyond fucked up.
Yeah, I just let my kids go with this person,
with this grown man,
and a hot job,
just for money. But it's for money.
I know. So,
and the parents are hungry for the money, so they kind of put their kids in the way of harm, which
yes,
is beyond me. Like, get a fucking real job.
Get a real job. And,
or get two jobs if that's the issue.
If anyone wants to hire me to be in the chamber.
The chamber?
The death chamber.
Oh, my God.
Like, any last words, you dirty perv?
Yo, you would thrive.
I just.
You would love that.
I would. Actually, I'm kind of sensitive, though. So then I might be.
See,
like,
that's what shocked me about your response.
Oh, no. There's something about, like, really sick individuals who are definitely, like, guilty. Like, but I don't ever want someone to be where they're like, maybe not even,
well,
guilty. Never.
When people get jail time and then they get like off 12 years after being in jail,
makes me so sad.
It makes me so sad.
But there's
also
people like
for
that,
drug charges, like police.
Never anymore.
Come
there's
on.
People like that who've been executed.
Terrible.
I can't. So I'm talking about the people that we definitively know they did it.
Yeah.
They are like, yeah, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go. And we need to do it in worse ways to the really bad people.
I have a quick question. It's kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to watch the life leave somebody's body?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to.
Probably not.
Yeah.
If they did something terrible to someone I knew, probably. It would have to be
in that
circumstance. But if
sure.
I just didn't know them, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a person.
Right,
the and
they have family or whatever. Yeah.
So even though I joke that I want to be in the chambers, no, I don't.
I know, that's why I was wondering, I'm like, how serious is she?
I couldn't do it. But I think people need to be taught a lesson. The really bad people. If you did stuff, like I said, to children, mm-hmm. if you like cut someone into
some of these
pieces,
like mass shooters.
Yes. Teach them a lesson.
Bye.
Teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And that's not for everyone, but we're such a place that is so concerned with a woman's body.
Yeah.
But doesn't care mm-hmm. when all these places get shot up.
Or like once you have, okay, so we're having all these kids that we maybe don't want. And then we get attached to them mm-hmm. and then we have to send them to school. And then the odds of them getting killed.
Brings us to our next.
Wait, really?
Controversial.
Am I just like leading us into topics?
Gun control. Bang, 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 bang.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't even know this list. I'm just.
Gun control.
Gun control.
See, everything leads into something else.
The craziest thing for me is that you can go get a gun easier at this point in this country, then you can get birth control or Plan B.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with that?
Or,
everything.
Or child support.
Yep.
You can get a gun better, easier than you can get a child support.
Yep.
It just, the circle doesn't make any fucking sense.
The problem is, guns make money.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you keep having a fly around you. Always. You must be stanky.
Dude, I swear I shower. I even washed my hair yesterday.
Oh, we got a clean Brigitte. Mm-hmm. But no, it's about money. And all of these different, like, NRA and all these, like, different places sponsor different people. They're in people's pockets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's always a scam. Everything is a scam.
Mm-hmm. This is a scam, actually.
This is. We're scamming you right now.
This whole podcast is
we've been implanted.
Nobody thinks that highly of us.
No, not at all. But guns, yeah. So it's all related.
It's cyclical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, and here's my thing, I'm all like right to bear arms. I'm like, fine, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need 17 rifles
or
military style?
You don't.
Guns. You don't. Let's keep the military style guns
for
the military.
The military.
What a weird,
wild concept.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, people just have access to them too easily.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I know at the end of the day, if people want a gun, they will get them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're literally giving them out like candy.
Literally. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then people don't. There's no training classes. Then mm-hmm. the guns are out and about in the house, maybe not locked. And then
how many little kids are shooting each other?
Yep, exactly. Oh, check out my dad's gun. Dead.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the little boy who shot his like first grade teacher?
Yep.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because guns are just sitting around.
Yep.
So that's when I have
not
a problem.
Metal, like, I know some schools have metal detectors, but not all of them do.
No. But like,
and they
what,
shouldn't need to have them.
I was just
going
to say, what kindergartner like,
right.
should be walking through a metal detector?
Right.
It's insane, but that's where we're
at. But that's where we're at, yep.
And I just think that it's all, obviously, like, people who aren't safe with their guns are giving a bad rap to the people who are locking them away, who are doing the right classes
Correct.
And everything.
Yes.
And it's like, we're not telling the people who are safe gun owners not to have weapons, like guns. We're talking
about the front end control of the distribution
it's
of the
insane.
Firearms.
It's
that was the smartest
that was
sentence
the smart
I've said
sentence.
In
gonna,
a while.
I'm going to clip that one for
you should.
Next week and be like,
I'm going to apply to Harvard just with that clip.
So, and they're going to be like, full scholarship. You're getting your master's with just that. We don't need anything else. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They're just giving away, and people were saying like there needs to be background checks. There needs to be like mental health things associated because
mm-hmm.
all these like crazed people who aren't right in their brains
mm-hmm.
are getting guns.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my brain is pretty okay, and I wouldn't trust myself with a gun.
Oh no, mm-mm.
I'm like, who's there?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang! Oh, bang. Delivery driver.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm like skittish. Like, I always think there's someone there. Not mm-hmm. good. But I know better.
Thank God. Jesus.
It's like, damn, that was Bridget. Anyone want to be a co-host?
Yeah. We have an opening.
Not yet, but soon.
Well, you guys heard it here first. I go missing.
I look good in orange. Oh, this went left. Okay, gun control. Hope we feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to take your guns away, but we'd like
I think we should.
Well, some. But we're not saying as a whole.
But there's also, like, no way to do, like, an inventory. Any way to do an inventory check, which is beyond me. Mm-hmm. Of, like, you're going to sell these guns, you have no idea who has them?
Isn't it really hard, I think, in, like, European places to get guns? So isn't that why they use, like, swords and stuff? Machetes out in the streets? Machetes? Literally.
I mean, maybe.
I never see, like, really big shoot-ups.
Well, I think guns, I mean, they cost a lot of money to make and then maintain. And then I guess I don't really know much about guns. I'm sure bullets cost money. Like, I'm sure, like, some other countries, just it's not.
I feel like it's harder to get, afford. Though,
yeah.
We make it easy.
Right.
You walk into mom and pop shop. And they're like, which one do you want?
Yeah, maybe I'll go do some, I wonder how easy it is. Like, I would literally see what the return policy was. I'd purchase it and then immediately return it because I don't even want to touch it. I just want to see how easy it is to get one.
Are we going to do an undercover operation?
Yeah.
Or we just walk in and say we feel like we're unsafe?
Yeah.
And we'd just like to buy a gun.
Yep. Oh, you don't even have to say you're unsafe, I don't think. You just have to say, I'd like to buy a gun.
See, I'd feel like I would need a story. I'd be in back of you like,
yeah, that's why I can't take
you. You can't take me. I'll be outside listening.
I feel like you are like, it's so funny. You get so uncool so quickly.
I do.
Always.
Immediately.
It could be anything. It could be like ordering something at a restaurant. It could be like when we call, we're calling about, oh, like maybe doing an event or something. And you're like, okay, I'll call and say, and you had like a dissertation. I'm like, no, just say, hey. She's are like, you available this day?
Like, you just ask.
You just ask.
I always make up stories.
Oh, for
not stories, but just like.
You have to explain yourself. It.
And it's like,
so
no,
uncool.
That's their service. That's what they do.
That's, yeah. Like, they're here for that.
I am such a nerd.
Yeah. When it comes to that, not usually.
I know. But there's definitely nerdy parts of me that come out when I'm like, finger guns. And I'm like, oh.
Also,
God.
It makes it look suspicious.
It does.
like, you go into a gun store, you walk in, they're like, hi. So you're like, hi, I feel really unsafe. Well, this seems like a job for the police and not for you.
Like, oh, what? I got so many problems, y'all.
Oh, my God. I love it. I cracks love it. Me up.
Okay. On to the next one. AI, artificial intelligence, creeps me out.
Okay. In what way?
They're like putting people's heads on naked bodies.
What?
That aren't theirs. You didn't see that? Like a thing came out of Taylor Swift where it was like a fake picture by AI.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like actual heads of humans.
Oh, no.
Robots.
But I'm saying like anyone can create anything now with artificial intelligence.
Yes, yes, yes.
It scares me.
It's scary for sure.
You're like, what's real? What's fake?
You know, yeah, you don't know.
I mean, if anyone does that to me, just put me on a slender body. A much slender, thinner leg.
Do you remember Slender Man?
No, you should. Guys, we got the goose laugh. It's been a while.
I'm just picturing your head on Slender Man's body.
Dude, Slender Man was creepy.
It's creepy.
There was girls who slashed another girl up.
Because Slender Man told me.
We can't. See, okay. Now those girls don't deserve death penalty, but they deserve a straight jacket.
Wait, you don't think they deserve a death penalty?
Did they kill the girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they took her to the woods and...
Oh, fuck.
Offed her.
See, I don't know, but that's where I'm like, not really. I mean, I think they got some screws loose. Keep them in forever. Don't let them out.
So I think depending upon age, maybe it is intense inpatient
therapy.
Psychoanalysis and therapy.
You're doing a lot of big words. This is a great episode for you. This is going on the dating profile.
Look at a bunch of fucking nerds swiping. But hey, I just need
a
nerd.
We need to switch it up a bit.
Yeah, yeah, switch it up. Somebody that's kind of uncool, like yourself.
The male version of me.
Oh, God.
Going too deep here. Back to artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely creepy. It's interesting, too, because like you can take a picture of yourself. I could take a picture here and like change my entire background. It would look like I'm in the Bahamas or in Shanghai.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
I don't like it.
I think it's interesting, but I think just with everything with humans, there's always people that are going to take it too far and then do mm-hmm. something unethical with it, and then it becomes an issue. So I think it's cool at the very surface level yeah. and interesting, but yeah, I agree. It's no bueno.
No bueno, because it's just going to get worse and worse.
Oh, for sure.
And like they have like these, I mean, on top of just AI, they have like robots now that are like legit. They well, yeah. like serving customers in Japan.
What?
Literally, they have robots who will serve you your food, take your order and serve
you food.
I
don't trust that.
I don't like that.
I don't even trust the Teslas.
First off, you're taking jobs away
mm-hmm.
from people who need them.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I don't want to talk to a robot. I want to talk to Betty about my day.
And there's no way that robot's talking back to you.
They like train them. It's weird.
Really?
They have. It's weird. They're like, how's your day? I can't.
Mm.
So not like a real conversation, but also... Right. Maybe it's good for the people who have anxiety and social problems so they can like talk to a robot. But if so, it's like still, I think it's weird.
I'd probably do it once just to see it, but I probably wouldn't like it.
No. I prefer real humans.
Yeah. Same. So stressed.
I know. Okay, so we only have two more.
That's good.
Marijuana.
Oh, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I think it's really cool, but also insane to see the growth that we've had.
Dude, it's
with marijuana. People
beyond.
People were literally incarcerated.
Incarcerated.
Forever for marijuana.
Have you ever seen a pothead? Have you ever seen a pothead?
Like me?
Are you a pothead?
No. I know people who...
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever seen... Okay. Then have you ever seen an alcoholic?
Yes.
The rage of the alcoholic.
Way worse.
Right. Versus the pothead.
Yeah, I would get in a car with a pothead over an alcoholic yeah. any day.
The fact that like it's been, I mean, I love a drink, a beverage, you know, we know that. Mm. But the fact that that is very, very legalized and very accepted, even though the detriment to other people,
mm-hmm.
pedestrians, insane. Drunk driving, like rarely have you ever heard of somebody getting killed because a pothead.
But people
was
pick,
driving
and, people pick
and
choose. Here's the problem with that.
What?
Back in the day, guess what?
What?
Selling marijuana was illegal, so all the money was underground.
Yeah.
And then you had liquor and beer stores making money, making profits. It's a fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
That is why mm-hmm. cigarettes are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because making business, paying taxes.
Well, now that marijuana is getting legalized,
mm-hmm.
which it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and now it's
yeah.
a business.
And it's also safer now.
Way safer. And it's helping people medically. Whenever mm-hmm. I know people who are really anxious, they do it. It's fine. Like I've
cancer never... patients, I've heard.
Exactly.
I know two, actually.
Yeah. And they have that... it like in pill form now. I've never met anyone who, and it's like you see it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that movie? The cashier one or whatever. I'm trying to think of where it's like
Clerks.
Clerks. Just like, you know what I mean? You think of that. Yeah. Or the one with Dave Chappelle. I love that one. I can't think of it. But like where they're just like
yeah, stoners. Yeah.
You know, and
like
I'm
that
like, that's 70s like
show
not
basement.
Real. Like, you know, it's
well, I mean
maybe
a little bit.
But you don't see people walking around like
things in moderation.
Messes. So I just think it's baloney that yeah. people were incarcerated for like 30 years.
Fucked
and
up.
Shit over that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it if you're like a drug mule bringing in heroin.
Oh, yeah.
And like the hard
cocaine,
shit.
Cocaine. Yeah.
All of that.
That's very different.
That's very different. So yeah. like, why are they getting the same time?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Makes no sense.
So I'm all about the leaf. Not me personally. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I can here and there.
Yeah.
But I choose not to.
Yeah.
Because I have an inhaler. So I prefer gummies. But only certain gummies, just the giggly ones.
The giggly ones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think it's time's up, buddy. People stop being annoying about it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's usually the people who are heavy into the booze who have the most to say.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, that's funny because you're slurring your words.
Yeah, I just think the marijuana thing.
I'm like,
whatever. For a while. It's like stupid.
And I think a lot of people were getting released from jail, weren't they?
Like
in states that have
yeah,
legalized it.
A good
you
amount.
Can't keep people in jail when
no.
you legalize it.
Which, yeah. Which they probably shouldn't have been in jail in the first place. No. Like, come on now. It's fine.
Okay. Cool. Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
assisted suicide.
That is
I've done some research.
Okay.
On so this one.
That is when somebody decides that they are good.
Mm-hmm.
There are Dunyan rings with life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's medically distributed to them.
Yeah.
And are there like I couldn't just be like, I'm having a tough day.
No. You have to go through a lot of like behavioral specialists and therapists and stuff.
There's usually something medical going on, whether it's cancer or something like that.
But there have been people. So this is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
When it comes to people who are really sick and they're like, I want to remember, like who have Alzheimer's or stuff and they're like rapidly declining. They're like, I want to do this because I want to do it while I remember.
Right.
Okay. Then you have other people who have cancer. Mm-hmm. They're really sick.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have people, and this is where it gets
weird.
Weird. Who are just unhappy, depressed, miserable, and they want to die. And they're like 25 years old. So that's where you're like, where do you draw the line?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going through the same
process. But that doctor's going to look at you and be like, you're sick. Yeah. But then look at the other person and be like, you're just unhappy. But they're like people who have been depressed forever. And like their parents are like, don't let them do it.
But they're an adult at the end of the day.
And they want to die. That's where it gets tricky. Because it makes sense for people who are sick, but this other person is sick in their mind.
Right.
Where do you...
Isn't
that interesting?
Yeah, because I automatically go to, like, you know, elderly people, to your point, cancer patients, dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever it is. Okay, I get that. But I also, I mean, like, would you rather have somebody go out like that or, like, find them in the closet hanging by a belt?
I know.
Like, if that's their decision and that's, like, what they want to do.
It's hard.
It's technically their life and their body, circling back to abortion. Mm-hmm.
Tricky, right?
Yeah. But then all it is, but I feel like I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
Because when you look at some of the mass shooters or people who do some of these bad things, like, they're not mentally right.
No.
So if they know that and there's a way to put them out of their misery, this is probably a hot take, but, like, okay.
Yeah. See, this is where I'm like, assisted suicide, yes.
I think there should be tests and stuff like that done
there
prior
are.
To. It's not just like you go in for your, you know, at your PCP appointment.
Yeah, no. It's like, no, because they don't even offer. You have to, like, fly to these places.
Yeah,
I think
I've never.
One in Utah, I think Switzerland. There's, like, a couple places that it's, like, legal.
Interesting.
But then there's also.
So you have to, like, seek it out.
Seek it out.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These people spend a lot of money, like, going to these places.
So then it's also kind of for, like, elite people in a way.
Not really elite, but it's, like, if you want to go, you have to, like, figure it out. You can't just, like you said, go to your PCP and
pop
be like, I'm done.
In. Yeah.
But I think I saw a documentary on this. Mm. And I thought it was so interesting. And it was about a person who literally was like, I'm really sick. I don't want to do it anymore. Went through all the tests.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose her day that she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
She had a big party the night before with all her friends.
Mm.
And then they all surrounded her. Pretty sure she took, like, two pills. There was a doctor there to declare her gone, and she was gone. And no one was crying. Like, they were happy crying. But they were like, she did it her way.
On her own terms.
So that's when I'm like, I think that's great because there's a lot of people suffering.
For sure.
For no reason.
And paying a shit ton of money for these medicines.
And then being resuscitated endlessly.
Right.
For what? Your body saying it's done.
Yeah.
So that's when I'm like, oof, that's good that they have these, but it's not available. It's really hard to find.
It's not really talked about.
And it's not talked about.
At least something that I don't really see or hear of.
But as far as like a young person being like, I'm just done with life. I think as a parent, that would be really hard for me.
Oh, 100%.
I think I would be like, don't do it. I would do what they're doing.
Yeah. But also, how are they getting the funds at 25-year-old to fly to Switzerland?
Yeah. I know. But it's just, it's interesting. It's hard to think of like choosing your day. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I'm a procrastinator, so I'd probably push it back and push it back.
She's like, oh, okay, so we made the plans. Actually, hey, I need to reschedule that.
I just got tickets to this concert I really want to go to.
Like, you sound like you're loving life. And you're like, no, I'm just going to reschedule. Yeah. I'll call you in a month.
That literally would be me.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like mourning you already. And you're like, I change it. And I'm like, again.
You like call the florist, cancel the flowers.
By the time you pick your date, we're all like over it. We're like, see ya. See ya now.
Yes.
Guys, we had to make this a little light because it was really heavy.
Oh my God.
Oh, is it me?
It's you.
Okay. Oh.
We're doing Topic Thunder.
Okay.
And she has Mary. Fuck and kill. Okay, so we need three people. Marry, fuck, kill. We'll do men.
A woman doesn't care.
I know.
It's all in the brain. It's like,
my default is going to politicians, but I'm trying.
Go ahead. Okay. That's funny.
Marry, fuck, kill. Trump. Biden.
Terrible.
Bill Clinton.
This is terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, ready? I'm going to kill Trump.
Kill Trump, okay.
His voice annoys me. I can't even imagine that. I'm going to fuck Clinton because he fucked Monica. She's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to marry Biden because he'll be dead soon.
Oh, you just Anna Nicole Smith the whole thing.
I did a pretty good job there.
Yeah, it was good.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to throw Obama in there. I was like, that's too easy.
That's too easy.
Way too easy.
I'm like, can I do the two to him?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
funny.
I mean,
you just gave me a bunch of old white men.
Yeah.
Fun. Decrepit.
Literally. The grim reapers of America.
Yep.
Awkward. Okay, for the unbothered baddie of the week,
we have
RBG.
RBG.
Ruth RBG. Bader Ginsburg, who is probably rolling in her grave or wisping in the wind. I don't know if she was cremated or or buried. I don't know the deets of that. But yeah,
she's
love
a champion
her for what she's done for women's rights. I do feel strongly like in my soul that we'll get back.
I think so.
I hope
it's just going to take some time
to get back to where she kind of left us. Which...
But she was so unbothered. She was unmoved. People would just talk crap to her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like, and what? Oh,
okay.
So we love you, Ruthie.
So you are unbothered baddie.
You are
week.
A baby Ruth.
Those are delicious.
Yes. And you're
I used to
great.
Hate them, but
they're great.
They're delicious. But yeah, so that is our
episode for today.
Controversial topic episode.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys resonate with some of that.
And if you think we're crazy,
let us know. I would love to know other viewpoints. That's one thing I would say is my strength is hearing other opposing viewpoints of my own, but being able to actually hear them out and hear their side.
And like talk about it.
And talk about it. I love that.
Maybe we'll put a poll up.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us. We hope you enjoyed our controversial topic. Ooh. That's a weird, say that fast. Say it three times fast.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Controversial.
Oh, that was actually good.
Okay.
Oh, I hate you. You can like, share, subscribe, share us with your friends. You can catch all the behind the scenes content on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at The Unbothered Moms. We will catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.